Toyota's Hydrogen Factory. I'm Randy Simon, and this is Earthwise, a look at our changing environment. Toyota is one of several automakers that are promoting hydrogen fuel cell cars, electric cars that get their energy from fuel cells rather than batteries. Fueling one of these cars is much like filling up the tank of a gasoline-powered car, except that the fuel in question is hydrogen. And that is the chicken-and-egg problem faced by fuel cell vehicles. It only makes sense to drive one if there are convenient hydrogen stations, and nobody wants to build hydrogen stations unless there are enough fuel cell vehicles to make use of them. Toyota has decided to get involved in producing hydrogen fuel. They plan to build a megawatt-scale carbonate fuel cell power generation plant at the Port of Long Beach, south of Los Angeles. The plant will be fueled from the waste byproducts of California livestock farms. With that bio-waste, the plant will be able to generate water, electricity, and hydrogen, and in appreciable quantities. The plant will generate 2.35 megawatts of electricity, enough to power over 2,300 average-sized homes. It will also produce 1.2 tons of hydrogen each day, enough to power 1,500 vehicles. Toyota plans to use the new facility to supply power to its nearby Toyota logistics operations, which will make it the first of Toyota's facilities in North America to be 100% reliant on renewable power. The hydrogen will be used to fill up any Toyota Mirai sedan that is in the neighborhood, as well as Toyota's heavy-duty hydrogen fuel cell trucks. Those are Class 8 trucks, ones capable of carrying over 33,000 pounds. There are now 31 retail hydrogen stations in California, the first small steps towards solving the chicken and egg problem. For more information on this topic and other environmental news, visit us at earthwiseradio.org or find us on Facebook. Earthwise is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio.